Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment
Hello, how is everyone tonight? It is a Monday. It is 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 12 midnight if you are in the southern regions, and actually 1 a.m. That's 1 a.m. if you're in the East Coast. It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious Me, Christian Static. How's everybody doing tonight? I am in a really good mood. As a matter of fact, I am spectacular because I check my sugar, and normally about this time it is 400, and it is actually 241. So I'm actually in a really good mood behind that, and as I was telling you, I'm going to start keeping up on it. For some reason, I don't know why, I cannot seem to get myself together on Sundays at 9 o'clock SL time, PST, Pacific time. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm thinking about starting to do my shows on Mondays instead, but not sure about that. Still debating on it. As most of you know, I have downsized my grid show. As a matter of fact, it's going to probably be downsized for a little while. So you'll probably be hearing from me here on Grid Watch Radio. Grid Watch Radio. Lord, can you believe I just said that? Grid Watch Radio. Oh, it's one of those days already on Blog Talk Radio. I was thinking about Grid Watch News and all that stuff. But anyway, hope everybody is good tonight. I'm in a good mood, as I said before. Things have been kind of iffy here lately. I have actually taken a little bit of time off work to try to get myself together as far as my health goes. So trying to work on that, trying to make sure that everything is everything. So I'm trying to make sure that I am on a good status at this point. But anyway, how was everybody's weekend? My weekend was actually very, very fun. I basically laid on my butt all 2 days. Didn't get anything done as I was going to do. Just laid on my butt. I swore every damn I was going to go ahead and get things done, and I just did not do it. So here I am again on a Monday, and trying to get my thoughts together as far as what I'm going to do for the rest of the week. If I feel like I'm stumbling a little bit, it's because I just had to log off of Facebook. I've got like 4 different people in my box, so I had to log off of Facebook because you guys know my attention span is 0 to nothing. You know, I don't even look at my view. Like when I'm on air, I don't even look and see what's going on my view, because when you go on Blog Talk Radio, you have it says on air, and then when people call in, everything has a list of who calls and everything, and I don't even look at that. It's just kind of like browse or whatever I got to say, because it's easier to just talk and keep looking and seeing if anybody's calling and all that other garbage. Anyway, I was going to talk about a couple of subjects for you, but I kind of felt like maybe this isn't the good time for that because sometimes you have to like kind of reel yourself in and position yourself to what the right time to talk will be. And right now, I think that maybe it's not the right time to talk. So let me do this. Let me tell you about my day. I got up late, actually, because I've been taking some time off work. So I got up late, which was a good thing, I guess. I took my sugar, and it wasn't that bad. Had breakfast. I'm telling you, this is a boring story. So if you want to go get a glass of water or a milkshake or something, then now may be the time. But I got up, took my blood sugar. It was a little bit elevated, not real bad. Went outside and took a walk. I took Petey, my rabbit. As all of you guys know, I have a rabbit named Petey. Those who don't know, I have a rabbit named Petey. I put my rabbit on a leash, and I take her outside, and Petey, don't get pissed. I take him outside, and I usually walk him. And I know you're thinking, yeah, you actually take your rabbit walk. Well, yeah, I mean, he has a walk. Okay, maybe it's not a walk. Maybe it's a hop. Usually it's more of a hop than a walk because he does hop. So I take him on his hop. Let's just say I take him on his hop. And he and I just, you know, went through the neighborhood. My neighbors always look at me kind of cross-eyed when I do that. But I don't care because, I mean, I pay my little rent, you know. So I don't care what they think about me. It doesn't matter, you know. I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. So, but anyway, I took him to his hop, and then we came back. And then I had lunch, which was so boring. I had a chicken salad for lunch. Boring. And then I proceeded to talk to my daughters, and they proceeded to just make me think they were crazy. And I logged in to go to my meeting, which I thought it was at 6, and it was actually 6:30. So I kind of, you know, kicked back a little bit and talked to my daughters, and I talked to, who else did I talk to? I don't know. Anyway, I went to my meeting because everybody knows I'm in Alpha Sigma Omega. I went to Alpha Sigma Omega. I went to the meeting, and of course, as always, we were all over the place. We got a lot going on, though. July, you know, for Relay of Life, so we got a lot going on with the Relay of Life. You know, and I found that there's a lot of people that's going to be doing the Relay of Life. So, and if you want to sponsor, definitely let us know. We're taking sponsorships if you want to sponsor ASO. We've got a lot going on, and hopefully the flyer will be out tomorrow. You'll see everything that we have going on. We've got a lot of things that are available for you as far as in support. As some of you know, and I guess I'm going to talk briefly about this, I am a diabetic, and I'm sure everybody knows now because I, as much as I don't usually share my real life, unless it's about PD or Diva or something like that, or movies I like, or what have you, I have shared the fact that I am a diabetic. And the reason why I shared that fact, because I really want to help others who are diabetic, or those who have loved ones who are diabetic. A couple of people shared with me that they were diabetic, and I found out yesterday that a family member has diabetes, and it, you don't really know how many people have it, because a lot of people don't like to share it. I don't know whether it's something that you're ashamed of. You know, I used to be ashamed of it because when you hear the words diabetes, the first thing you think is fat, lazy, and let's be honest, someone who overeats. When the fact of the matter is that most people that have type 2 are so far from that. And it's kind of sad because the type 2 is about 70% where, or 80% maybe, and where the type 1 is about 10%. And I found that out today basically by reading, because I'm trying to read up on a lot. I actually got a piece of land where we will have our discussions and our support and everything. I'm excited, and you say, how can you get excited about diabetes? Well, I'm excited for the fact that there are so many people that are open to discussing it, want to do something about it, and trying to find a cure for it. If not a cure, at least to try to live with it. because unlike cancer, you know, cancer is something you probably would have to get operation everything on, or, you know, but with being a diabetic, there are some things you can do to basically make your life a lot easier. And even though it's basically changing your whole life structure, it can be doable if you want it. Like I said, I'm thrilled this morning when I woke up and my blood sugar wasn't in the 300s, and I was thrilled tonight, you know, when I took my blood and it wasn't in the 400s. So I'm excited about the fact that, you know, I'm not up there, you know, tonight, because normally I take my sugar and I'm well over 400. I talked to, you know, to Angel, who's got, this man has been absolutely amazing on my journey. Everything that I have asked him to do, he's done it. He's the biggest support system I could possibly have, and I love him so much for that. I don't think I tell him enough that he's like, you know, whatever you need, babe, you know, let's do it. You know, if you need me to do this, do a video on it, whatever you need, you know, do it. And I get my videos for free, you know, just to tell everybody. But, yeah, anyway, I'm being a bitch. Anyway, and it's honestly, it's nothing on anyone, you know, God. Because, you know, the thing is that when you say something, people automatically think you're thinking about them. They automatically think it. And honestly, I was just being a bitch for the simple fact that because he and I talked about this, and he said, I should start charging you as for all the videos I do for you. I'm like, how are you going to charge me for my videos? Because, you know, he does my videos on the grid, you know, when I do my talk shows. So he was like, you know, I'm going to start charging for your damn videos because, you know, it's wear and tear on my computer. You know, you know your shit takes space. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to pay you for my video. You better kiss my ass. So that's the reason why I said that it had nothing to do with anything else but just the fact. But anyway, I'm going to take a quick break because I am honestly just parched. That's my girl. I'm really parched because I'm thirsty. I need to get a drink. I do need to get a drink, though. It's so hot. It is, honestly, it is in Cali hot as hell. I'm going to, before I depart and get my beverage, I'm going to check and see what the weather is. It is 70 degrees. Do you hear what I'm telling you? 70 fucking Fahrenheit. Is that what it is, Fahrenheit? Humidity is 67. Wind is 5 mbh. It is hot. I'm telling you, 70 degrees at night at 10 o'clock is hot. It is freaking hot, and it's going to be hot for the rest of the freaking week. And it's like, damn, you know, I've got my air conditioning, and my damn air conditioning has broke. You know, I guess it's so much wear and tear. I got to buy another air conditioner. Let me tell you, a sister had to give up her sim because I got to get an air conditioning. And I already told Pella, you know, I don't want you buying me anything right now. Just let me be independent and buy my own damn, you know, my own damn air conditioner. So sister had to give up that sim for a little while to get that air conditioning. And I bet you guys would go, ha ha, but yeah, I did. I'm not trying to pretend to be something I'm not. I'm a broke person. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, that's why the hell you think I stay on Second Life? You really? Why do you think I stay on Second Life? I stay on Second Life because I don't have any money to do shit else. I don't have the luxury of going to a movie. Netflix is my fucking movie. Hulu is my movie. And sometimes I'm lucky enough to do something on YouTube and get a movie on YouTube. So hey, you know what I'm saying? So I'm cool with it. You know, my shopping sprees are in the game. That's how that goes down. $20 gets you a long way in Second Life. In real life, it don't get you. It barely gets your hamburger. So, anyway, I'm gonna go get something to drink. I will be back in 2+2. Hello. So I lied. It was less than 2 minutes. How is everybody tonight? If you just joined me, it is 10:15 California time, and it is 70 degrees here. It is hot, as I said before. If you are in the South region, like my daughter and my grandmother, Texas and Louisiana, then it is 12 o'clock, 12:15. And if you're in the East Coast, as my daughter Candy is and the hubby Angel, it is 1:15 a.m. And I am your hostess, Sugarlicious Me. I was just talking about, what was I just talking about? I was just talking about diabetes, and I'm not going to talk about that all night because I've got the platform for that. But I was trying to see what else I could talk to you about. Hey, I tell you what, let me tell you, this was so cute. My sister, Drew, gave me, well, she didn't give it to me, but I saw a link on Facebook. I'm not even on Facebook right now, but I saw a link on Facebook that there was a Cookie Monster prepaid card. And I was like, wow, that is so cool. I want that freaking card. So you know what I did? Yes, I did. I clicked the link, and now my little Cookie Monster prepaid card is going to be sent to me. You believe that? I mean, I don't mind having a prepaid card if it's cool like that. It has Cookie Monster on it. Can you believe that? I just cannot wait to get it. I'm going to, like, flash it. Yeah. My Cookie Monster card. Yeah. Specially made with my name on it. Oh, God, I'm so silly. But anyway, as I was talking about the Relay of Life, Relay for Life, I was talking about that very briefly. There is a lot of sororities and also fraternities that are on the grid that are doing a bunch of events. So it doesn't matter whose event you go to, make sure that you share, make sure that you donate, because that's what it's about. It doesn't matter who's doing what. The thing is that it matters what you're donating, that you fact that you're donating. And it doesn't even matter if you're donating, even if it's five linens, as long as you donate something. You know, ASO has quite a bit going on in July, and of course you will be able to look hopefully tomorrow on my my Facebook page, and you will be able to see that and get a little bit of idea of what we've got going as far as to try to get the motivation going and try to get people to donate money, because that's what it's about. We want your money. We want your lendings. You know, it's a cause that needs to be talked about, which I'm going to step back and let the Relay for Life go as is. But come next month, well, come August rather, it's going to be about diabetes and diabetics, and it's going to be about that until I fall over, because it's something that affects me every day of my life, and I feel that it's something that needs to be discussed. It needs to be paid attention to, and there are so many myths about it that I want to bring it to focus what's really going on. So we've got 10 minutes left. I thought sure that I would have something to talk about, because the funny part is that a friend of mine hit me up, and she's like, you know what, you keep saying you're going to do your shows on Sunday, you don't do your shows on Monday, you know, it's like you're full of shit. And I'm like, wow, really? Such harsh words. But when she thought about it, you know, I was thinking, damn, she's right. It is like I'm full of shit, because I keep saying I'm going to do it, and I never do it. I'm probably going to start having my talk show that used to be on the grid in this format probably starting tomorrow. I may have Dix Carolina and DJ Vendetta, who won the Beauty and the Beats, as well as the runner-up DJ Explosive. So I'm probably going to have both of them on the show tomorrow, all three of them read on the show tomorrow. It'll probably be on this format because, like I said, I gave up my sim for a little while. In all honesty, I needed to, because sometimes you need to step back and go, hey, what's more important, you know, me having an air conditioning or me being in here having all these? Because I was never on that sim. The only time I was ever on that sim is when I did my show, and that was it. And we would, or if I did an event or something, then we would be, you know, on that sim. Otherwise, you know, it's my kids came to visit, like, for, you know, a couple of minutes or whatever. But other than that, we never used that SIM. So it didn't make any sense of paying for something that we weren't utilizing. Now, as the month comes up, July, end of July, August, I'm going to be using the SIM a lot more for different things. So, of course, I'll, you know, reboot and redo something else with the SIM. But until then, it doesn't make any sense, especially when this is where I started. This is where I started. This is how we do it. But this is how I started. I started on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm comfortable here. I'm comfortable on Blog Talk. Not that I'm not comfortable in game on the grid, but I'm comfortable here because this is how I started. And this is basically I get more, believe it or not, I get more, I wouldn't say views because it's not a view, but I get more listeners because people that utilize this format of me don't really know too much about Second Life. If you heard some of my older shows, people are always like kidding me up, what's Second Life? What's Second Life? And I'm like, if you don't know about it, don't worry about it. Either get, you know, either make an account, go on or whatever. But a lot of my listeners don't know anything about Second Life. So this is one of the formats I first started off at. And it's like home to me. When I get on here, I feel the only thing I think that I do wrong is I always do a 30-minute show. I never do an hour show, even though I say, you know, I'm not going to have. And tonight I think I was right about doing 30 minutes. But I always say I'm going to do an hour and end up doing 30 minutes and end up saying, damn, that subject was so good. I just wished I would have done an hour. But it is what it is. Anyway, I'm going to take a sip. I would love to tell you that I'm drinking water, but I'm not. This is so good. This is like a pink lemonade, and the ice is so cold and it's so good. This is really, really hot, and it has a lot of ice in it, as you can hear that. Has a lot of ice. It's really, really cold, and it's not too sweet and it's not sour, and it's really, really good. Well, I'll take another drink. This is, you know what? This is what living is. When you can be in your pajamas, and I have on pink pajamas. My toes is out. I had to take my touring off because my feet were a little bit like, I don't know what was going on with it, but it was like my toe ring was like too tight, so I took my little toe ring off. So right now I'm sitting here with my pink pajamas on, and I am drinking my pink lemonade. It's so good. I'm sorry. You know what? All of you know that I'm crazy. The thing is, the funny part about it is that I'm sure you guys are going, what the fuck is wrong with sugar? But all of you know I'm crazy. It's not like, you know, this is like a, wow, what's wrong with her tonight? This is just who I am. Go on. The person behind the avatar is kind of wacky anyway. Yeah. So, you know. I mean, if I don't have anything to talk about, I guess I would always pour. I guess what I do is I look around the room and see what I could talk about. Because when I'm like this, when I'm like, I don't have anything to talk about. I mean, I do have things to talk about, but I didn't want to talk about them. Like the Rachel thing, for instance. Sip my lemonade. Didn't want to talk about that. I did not tonight. And there was this topic that the husband said he wanted to talk about, but I'm like, not tonight. Because, yeah, I don't think tonight's a good night for it. So I'm going to ease that in a different time, and we'll discuss that a different day. Yeah. I can't believe you guys have tuned in to hear me drink a fucking drink. How bad is that? Now, basically, all I'm doing is drinking a drink and just rambling and just rambling. I have nothing to talk about. I have absolutely. I'm trying to talk as much as I can for 4 minutes, because I have 4 minutes left, and I honestly have nothing. I could talk about my cat, how she's looking at me like I'm crazy, but you need a visual, because she's looking at me like this bitch. Oh, God, why you just leave me the damn in the shelter? I got to deal with you and your crap. I can talk about that. I can talk about Petey, but Petey sleeps, so Petey's boring right now. I can talk about Animal Crossing, the game that I play. Anybody ever played Animal Crossing? I can talk about The Sims. I've started to play The Sims again, The Sims 4. If anybody knows about The Sims 4, I'm going to play The Sims 4. As a matter of fact, I've made little people with The Sims 4, and my daughter actually made a group where we share. We share different things about our Sims. So I could talk about that, but it's actually 3 minutes, so I don't really want to talk about that. Let's see. What can we discuss? Have you ever had Heinz? Is it Heinz A1 steak sauce, or is it called A1? The thing, Heinz is a brand, and A1's a brand. Have you ever had A1 steak sauce? Isn't that just delicious when you put it on your steak? A couple of days ago, I got this really nice T-bone steak, and I put it in the oven. It was really, really nice, nice and tender, very nice steak. And I used the A1 sauce, and it was really, really good. I just had that and some veggies, and I was like, damn, this is some good sauce. A1 sauce, if you've never tried it, you know, go to the store. I can't tell you how much it is because I honestly forgot, but I have it in my hand now. And it is called, it's been established since 1862. So that tells you a lot right there, 1862. And it's A1 sauce that says shake well. And it's got such a good kick to it. It really, really, I've never looked at the ingredients, so. It's 0% fat. Ooh, 280 mg of sodium. Wow. 2 grams of sugar. 3 grams of carbs. 0 protein. Damn. 15 calories. I guess that's a serving. It says a serving size is 1 teaspoon. Serving's about 17. I know I've had more than 1 teaspoon. Because, I mean, I like, put a lot on it. Let's see. It's tomato puree, water, tomato paste, vinegar, corn syrup, salt, raisin paste. What the hell? Crushed orange puree, spice, caramel color. But wait a minute. Seriously? Raisin paste? That doesn't sound very appetizing. I think I need to stop reading it now. Refrigerated after opening. Ooh. I never refrigerate it, so yeah. Anyway, I've got less than 1 minute. I've got less than a minute. So anyway, as always, love you all. You could be anywhere, but you chose to spend this boring 30 minutes with me, which I love you so much for. Tomorrow on my show, I will probably have Miss Sticks Carolina, DJ Vendetta, and also DJ Explosive. Until then, God bless you. Thanks again for listening. I love you all. Mwah. Sugar kisses. Good night.
Tempo has reached critical level. Tempo has reached critical level.
Bounce. I like you. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Girl. Let me talk to you. Let me see them big titties. Them ass and ditty and ass pretty. Break bread if you wanna get with me. All I wanna do is dig up in the business. Tell your boyfriend he been in mind his business. Boy, he in the trunk of my business. I'm a set up boss, he can't hit me. He ain't got enough paper to deal with me. Baby girl, I wanna two-step with me. Turn around, let the ass up against me. Roll the mama, I got this. Hit it tonight, tomorrow you're history.